the believer and fear of death. And often the question is, should the believer not fear death? And if this fear takes place, does this mean that the believer does not like to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is going to be based upon the explanation of this matter by Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, who said, the believing man and woman should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope in Him, because He, the Most High, the One free of all imperfection, said in His great book, Al-Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 175, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. In Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 175, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fear them not, but fear me if you are true believers. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in chapter 5, verse 44, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنَ. فَلَا تَخْشَوُ النَّاسَ وَخْشَوْنَ. In Surah Al-Imran, verse 44, therefore fear not men, but fear me. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 40, that part which says, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. The last statement in the verse, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. And fear none but me. وقال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same chapter 2:2-8, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. Verily those who have believed and those who have emigrated for Allah's deen and religion and have striven hard in the way of Allah, all these have hope for Allah's mercy. And Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning hope in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 1110. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, let him work righteousness and associate none as partner or as a partner in worship of his Lord. And the evidences and the verses in this regard are many. And it is not permissible for the believing man and believing woman to despair from the mercy of Allah, nor to feel secure from his plots. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Al-Zumar 39 verse 53, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves, by committing evil deeds and sins. Despair not of the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah forgives all sins. Truly He is of forgiving, most merciful. And in Surah Yusuf, in chapter 12, verse 87, قال الله عز وجل ولا تيأسوا من روح الله إنه لا ييأس من روح الله إلا القوم الكافرون. O my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf, about Joseph and his brother, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy, except the people who disbelieve. وقال الله عز وجل, on the other hand, in Surah Al-A'raf, in chapter 7, verse 99, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ فَلَا يَأْمَنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Did they then feel secure against the plan of Allah? None feels secure from the plan of Allah except the people who are losers, the losers. And therefore it is incumbent upon all Muslims, males and females, to prepare for death. It is incumbent upon all Muslims, males and females, to prepare for death and to be cautious not to be from the heedless concerning this reality because of these verses mentioned earlier. And because of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when he said, mention abundantly the remembrance of the destroyer of desires, and that is death. And that is called heedlessness and lack of preparation concerning it is from the causes of a bad end. And it is affirmed from the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her and her father, that she said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves his meeting, and whoever hates to meet Allah, Allah hates his meeting. She said, Ya Nabi Allah, O Prophet of Allah, أَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ, is it the dislike of death? We all dislike death. He said, لَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ, it's not as such. وَلَكِنَّ الْمُؤْمِنِ, however the believer, if he is given the glad tidings of Allah's mercy and pleasure and His paradise, he loves to meet Allah and Allah loves meeting him. And that the kafir, is he is given the news of Allah's punishment and His wrath, he dislikes to meet him and he hates to meet him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes meeting him. And this is an agreed upon hadith. And this hadith indicates that there is no harm in disliking death and fearing it. And this does not in itself indicate the unwillingness to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disliking to meet Him. Because the believer, when he dislikes death or fears it, hopes to do more of good in acts of obedience and in preparation to meet him. Similarly, the believing woman, when she fears from death and dislikes its approach, she does that because she hopes for more of obedience and more for preparation to meet her Lord. And also there is no harm for the Muslim to fear things that are harmful naturally, like beasts, snakes, and the like. And therefore, he takes precautions from that by the known means. And also, there is no harm for the Muslims to fear their enemies, so that they prepare for them the legal preparations, as Allah ordered that in Surah Al-Anfal, وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ وَأَعِدُّ لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ مِنْ قُوَّةِ And make ready against them all, against them meaning the enemies of Allah, all you can of power. Depending, however, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having true dependence upon Him and belief that the victory comes from Him. However, the believer takes by the causes and prepares those. And because Allah commanded him to do so. Not to depend on these. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, the same chapter, 8, 9 and 10. إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ Remember when you sought help of your Lord and He answered you saying, I will help you with 1,000 of the angels each behind the other, following one another in succession. Allah made it only a glad tidings and your hearts be at rest therewith. And there is no victory except from Allah. Verily Allah is Almighty and All Wise. The fear which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, however, is to fear from the created being in a way which leads the person to abandon something obligatory or to commit sin. And in this regard is the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Imran, which we came across earlier, فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Fear them not, but fear me if you are truly believers. Similarly, fearing other than Allah in a way to offering worship to other Him, knowing that this to whom the worship is offered knows of the unseen or have some means of disposal of the affairs in the universe, or that he causes harm or brings benefit without the will of Allah, as the mushriks do with their idols and their gods, then this is forbidden. So these are the states of fear, the legal and the illegal, and these are the states of hope, together taken with the verse in Surah Al-A'raf, not to feel secure from the plot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this incites in the believer the motivation to act in accordance with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is the point of clarification for this day.